Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your little one covers their ears and cries when they hear the vacuum cleaner, or the blender, or even the hand dryer in a public restroom, I see you. I understand how confusing and sometimes frustrating this can be. Let me start by sharing something wonderful with you. What you're seeing in your child is not a problem. It's not something that needs to be fixed. It's actually a sign of healthy development, and I'm going to explain exactly why. The magic book has taught me so much about how young children experience the world, and one of the most beautiful things I've learned is this. Between the ages of 2 and 3, your child's brain is developing at an absolutely incredible rate. They're learning to process thousands of new sensations every single day. Sights, sounds, textures, smells. Everything is so new and sometimes overwhelming. Now, here's what research tells us, and this is fascinating. According to Boston Children's Hospital, between 3.2% and 17.1% of children experience what's called heightened sound sensitivity. That means if you have a child who reacts strongly to loud noises, they're part of a completely normal group of children going through a typical developmental phase. The sounds that tend to bother young children the most are loud and unpredictable ones. The vacuum cleaner that suddenly roars to life. The blender that whirs without warning. The hand dryer in the bathroom that blasts air. Even the self-flushing toilet that activates on its own. These sounds can feel overwhelming to a little nervous system that's still learning how to filter and process auditory information. Dr. Zachary Radcliffe at Nemers Kids Health explains that fears of loud noises are completely age-appropriate for children between ages 2 and 6. This is part of normal emotional development. Your child isn't being difficult or overly sensitive. Their brain is simply learning how to make sense of all the sounds in their environment, and that takes time. The experts at Boston Children's Hospital describe it this way. Young children may be experiencing sensory overload and developing the ability to filter unimportant auditory stimuli. Think about that for a moment. Your child is learning which sounds are important to pay attention to and which ones are safe to ignore. That's a complex skill, and it doesn't happen overnight. So what can you do to help your little one during this phase? I'm so glad you asked, because the magic book and I have some beautiful strategies to share with you. First, and this is the most important thing, validate their feelings. When your child covers their ears or starts to cry, get down to their level and say something like, "It's okay, you're safe, I'm here." Those simple words, spoken with calm reassurance, tell your child that their feelings matter and that you're their safe place. Dr. Radcliffe emphasizes that parents should provide hugs and soothing words to help children feel secure, and this is so powerful. Second, give them advance warning when possible. If you're about to turn on the vacuum cleaner, let your child know. You might say, "I'm going to turn on the vacuum now. It's going to be loud, but you're safe. Would you like to watch from the couch with your favorite stuffed animal?" This gives them a sense of control and predictability, which can make all the difference. Third, create a comfort ritual. Maybe it's a special hug, or a calm space they can go to, or even letting them hold their hands over their ears while you hold them close. The research shows that children feel less afraid when they're held by a parent during exposure to loud sounds. Physical comfort and parental presence help children manage their fear responses. Fourth, and this is beautiful, help them gradually build tolerance. You don't have to avoid every loud sound forever. Start small. Maybe you turn on the vacuum in another room while they're with you in a quiet space. Then, over time, you can slowly decrease the distance. The key is to go at your child's pace, always providing support and praise when they show bravery. And here's something the magic book showed me that I think you'll love. We have a story called The Gentle Glow of Friendship, and it's about a little one named Eileen who feels scared during a nighttime bathroom trip. In the story, Eileen discovers that when she shares comforting hugs with her friend Igor, their night light glows brighter. It's such a beautiful way to show children that when they feel scared or overwhelmed, comfort and connection can help them feel safe again. Just as Eileen learns to find comfort through friendship when feeling scared, your child can learn that seeking comfort from you is a healthy coping strategy. After you read this story together, you might create your own comfort ritual for when loud noises happen. A special hug, a calm breathing exercise, or gentle reassurance that helps your child feel safe and supported. The most important thing to remember, my wonderful friend, is that this phase is temporary. The experts tell us that hyperacusis is common in children of preschool age and usually goes away with maturation. Your patient, validating responses during this developmental phase, are helping your child build confidence and coping skills that will serve them throughout their entire life. You're not just helping them tolerate loud noises. You're teaching them that their feelings are valid, that they can trust you to keep them safe, and that they have the inner strength to face things that feel scary. That's incredible parenting. The magic book and I want you to know something. Every time you get down on your child's level and say, "I'm here, you're safe," you're building their sense of security. Every time you hold them close when they're frightened, you're teaching them that connection is a source of strength. Every time you patiently help them face their fears at their own pace, you're showing them what unconditional love looks like. This journey you're on with your little one, it's not always easy. There will be moments when you're exhausted, when you just want to vacuum the living room without tears, when you wish your child could handle the hand dryer like other kids seem to. And in those moments, I want you to remember this. You are doing beautifully. Your child is developing exactly as they should, and this phase, like all phases, will pass. The Book of Inara has many stories that can help during this time. Stories about finding comfort, about facing fears, about discovering inner strength. You can find the gentle glow of friendship and so many other beautiful tales in our app. Each story is designed to help children understand their feelings and learn healthy ways to cope. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's emotional well-being. Thank you for seeking understanding instead of quick fixes. You are exactly the parent your child needs. Sweet dreams, and remember, the magic book and I are always here for you. With love and starlight, Inara.